We're going to start in Hebrews chapter number 10, but I want to talk to you today about following your leader or knowing who your leader is. Because sometimes we're following people that's not our leader. And the Bible says that whenever the blind lead the blind, what happened to both of them? But the Bible says they both end up in a ditch. So we want to make sure that we're following our leader, and we got to make sure that our leader or that you even find your leader. Because sometimes, again, we're following somebody because we just thought that they was just a good preacher or whatever the case is, and it's not our leader. It's a leader, but it's not our leader. Turn to somebody and say, I need to find my leader. Yeah, I need to find my leader. Okay? They found their leader. But some folks may be here, they ain't found their leader yet. Amen. And we're going to find out how important it is that you find the right one. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 38 and 39, the Bible says, now the just shall do what? Come on, church. Now the just shall what? Live by faith. But if any man draw back from faith, God says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to what? The saving of the soul, which means that the Lord wants you, the Lord wants me, the Lord wants us to be able to live such a life of faith that whenever trouble, whenever bad times come, you don't back up off of what you believe God for, because you know how faith works. And how faith works is, faith is the substance of something I'm hoping for, and faith is the evidence of something I don't see yet. So just because I'm hoping for it and I don't see it yet, don't mean I should stop standing or stop believing. We're going to talk about some real stuff today. Now, the Bible says again that the just shall do what? What do you and I have to do? Because we've been declared just or righteous. That's what the word just means. It means those who have been declared righteous, those have passed from death to life, those that were in the kingdom of darkness and now in the kingdom of God. You are the just. Somebody say, I'm the just. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Now, the same way that you and I live by breathing, the just live by faith. If you stop breathing, what happens? You die. If you don't live by faith as the just, what happens? You die. Faith is to a believer what breath is to a human. Faith is to a believer, listen to it, the same way that when you breathe, like you don't have to learn how to breathe. It's in you. As soon as you come out of your mother's womb, even though you were in liquid in the womb, when you come out of the womb, all of a sudden you start breathing because it's natural, because you are human. When you're in the kingdom of God, faith is natural to you. Looking at something and letting it not determine how you believe or how you walk and how you live your life is natural for you. It's not natural for you to be tripping out when stuff ain't going your way. It's not natural. It's not natural for you to be stressed out when you prayed and things didn't happen the way you thought it was. It's not natural when you're believing God for something and God didn't come through the way you thought he was going to come through, and then all of a sudden you say, well, God must not want me to have it. I ain't coming to church no more. That's not natural. It is natural for you to be standing in the midst of fire and still be smiling and praising God, saying, I don't know how I'm getting out of this, but God getting me out of here. That's natural. That's who I am. The person before Christ, that's who trips out on everything. But I have a confidence and an assurance. Have any of y'all, when y'all was younger and y'all was hanging out with your boys and your girls and all the rest of that, have you ever had somebody that you knew could fight, so you talk trash to everybody? Yeah, you talk trash. Either you was the person that you knew you had hands, or you had somebody with you that you knew had hands. So it didn't matter who had anything to say. It's going to be what it is. So see, when you understand the power and authority that's behind your faith, I talk big trash. Because I know who's with me. I know who's behind me. I know who's covering me. So then if there's something that I need from God, I got to know who God is, and that's going to determine my stand. Because if I'm tripping all the time, it means I must not know him. We can sing all the songs. We can do all the amens. We can take communion together, all of that. But if the way you know you really know him is, what do you do when trouble comes? And whose life are you following to let you know this is what you do when hard times come? Because there is a way that seems right to a man. There is a way that we think it should be done. But if you ain't following the right people, you always going to find yourself in a situation that you like, why in the world does this keep happening to me? Now, let's get this straight. Jesus says, in this world, you shall have tribulation. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous or the just. But the last part of that says, but God delivers them out of them all. Which means I'm going to go through a whole lot. I said, that means I'm going to go through a whole lot. I said, that means I'm going to go through a whole lot. But whatever I go in, I'm getting out of. And I'm not going to look like I'm always going through something. At the beginning of this year, I was going through a whole lot. A whole lot. A whole lot. But God delivered me out of it all. Now, every time I came, I was still going through, but y'all didn't know it. I didn't look like what I was going through. But some of y'all look like exactly what you're going through. You show it on your face. You show it in your attitude. You show it with everything that's going on. You want everybody to know something going on with you. You dress like it. No, see, when you have confidence in God, it's like this. Like, I don't care what's happening. I'm still going to put my stuff on. I'm going to still fix myself up. Ladies, we still putting on makeup. Still putting on them heels. Fellas, you still cleaning your shoes, making sure your shoes right. Come on, I see you. And we got to make sure that our disposition doesn't alert everybody to the hell we're going through. Why? Because I'm only walking through the valley of the shadow. It ain't real death here. Death can't touch me. This is a shadow. And what happens with a shadow? When does a shadow come? When light is hitting something else. So if the light of God is hitting any enemy in my life, I only see the shadow of what the light is already on, which means God sees it already. And God is robbing it of its power to harm me. So if I see something going on in my life, I know God already got it under control because it's just a shadow. Go and put somebody and say, it's just a shadow. It's just a shadow. This thing ain't real. And even if it was real, the light is already on it. It's already been exposed. And if it's been exposed, why are you tripping? The word draw back, because it said that we that are in the kingdom, we don't draw back. We who are in faith, we don't draw back. What does draw back mean? It means you become a coward. Go on, put somebody say, he ain't talking about us, talking to the people in front of us. Yeah, he ain't talking about us. Yeah, he talking to the mother folks. Mm-mm. It says when you draw back, you become a coward. It means that you did all that talking, and then when it was time to do something, you turned around and went away. You tucked tail and run. You're doing all this praying, all this singing of all these songs, all the lifting of hands, always talking about what God's going to do and God's up to something good in my life. And as soon as the devil show up, you run. It means you're a coward. Which means if you ain't going to stand when it's time to rock and roll, stop talking. Because when you talk, it attracts your enemy. When you praise God, not only does it attract God, it attracts your enemy to say, I'm going to see if you really believe what you say. Now go and shout it, I believe God. Yeah, I believe God. The only way, listen to this, that you can live the quality life. Everybody say quality life. The only way you can live the quality life Jesus came to give you is if you live by faith. And the only way you can live by faith is if you're hearing and acting on the word on a consistent basis. Because faith comes by what? So if I'm not hearing, no faith is coming. I don't come to church because it's Sunday. I come to church because I need something to live. And if I'm not living, I've got to know I'm dying. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. You're either living or you're dying. And if I'm not getting the word of God, I'm dying. Because faith is how we live. And the only way we get faith is by hearing the word. So every time these doors open, I'm going to be up in here. I know everybody don't want to say amen right now. I said every time these doors open, I'm going to be up in here because I need the word. I've got to have the word. The word is how I live. The word is how I do what I do. The word is how I stay in contact with God. This ain't no religious thing. This is a life thing. Now, let's go to the next scripture, Hebrews chapter number 11. It says, but without what? Come on, church, but without what? It is what? It is what? Impossible to do what? So watch this, and I know this is going to hurt some of y'all because y'all thought it was a little something different. You living right don't please God. I know I just knocked over your little golden calf or whatever, but you're supposed to live right. You don't get extra points for living right. You don't get extra spiritual points for living right. You're supposed to. Just like you don't get an extra allowance because you take out the trash or wash dishes at home. You're supposed to. Well, guess what I did, Mama? I washed the dishes. I told you to wash the dishes. I expected you to. You don't get extra points for doing what you're supposed to do. The Bible says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You're supposed to. So how do we please God? But without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you're not living by what God gave you to live by, you're not pleasing God. You thought because you didn't smoke a chew or hang with them that do, you was pleasing God. No, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You thought that because you didn't go there or go here that you was pleasing God. You weren't supposed to go there. That ain't extra credit. He says the only way we please God is what? With faith. It says, for he that comes to God must first do what? Believe that he is. So why are you asking God for something you don't even believe in him? He says, before you ask me for anything, the prerequisite for you asking God for anything is you believing that he is everything he said he is. If you don't believe he's a healer, stop asking him to heal you. If you don't believe he's a provider, stop praying about your bills. Either you believe him or you don't. Put somebody and say, make a decision. Go ahead, tell them, make a decision. He that comes to God must first believe that he is, and you must believe that he's a rewarder when you ask him for something. He's a rewarder that when you're seeking him, he says, oh, well, how in the world do I seek him? Well, you know, I prayed yesterday and it ain't happened, so I don't know if he, no. Remember this. Now, I've never been, you know, hooked on no drugs or nothing, but some people may have. But I've been around people that's been hooked on drugs. But if they had a little rock or a little something and something fell or something, you know, someone was around them, they stop everything and look for that rock. Stop everything and look for that bag. Come on. And some of y'all can help me out right here and say amen. And everything stops because I need that thing, because it means something to me. It makes me feel a certain way. And until God is like that to you, you'll never get him. Until you want God like that, you'll never find him. Until you need God that desperately, he'll never come through for you the way you need him to come. So then what is it that we need? What do you need? And how bad do you need it? How many options do you have outside of God? Oh, we can say none, but it's a whole lot. Yeah, it's a whole lot. Even myself, you know, I mean, I want to believe God on a certain level. But then sometimes because of things happening in my life, I'd be like, okay, God, I don't know if you're going to do this, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, be over here real quick, just in case. And God is working on me saying, Tim, if you believe me, then believe me. If you trust me, then trust me. But I'm like, Lord, it's hard. Help my unbelief. Come on, talk to me in here. Help my unbelief. I want to believe you on this level. But every time I take a little inch to try to believe you, it's like all this bad stuff happened and it make me draw back. But the Bible says if you could just hang in there and don't draw back and see what God gonna do. How do you know what God gonna do unless you see? Now, if you hang in there, you know, just like if, you know, if somebody say, oh, all right, we hear that this person been talking and we finna go do this and we finna go do that. And when I do this, you make sure you jump in. Y'all know how we told our friends, you know, just make sure you, you know, don't you let me fight all them by myself. You better jump in if they get on me. Now, if we went over there and you said you was going to help and then all of a sudden I'm over there by myself and I'm like, and I'm getting tore down, and you just standing there like, okay, you know, oh, that's pretty bad. He got you right there. Like, we ain't never going to be cool again. And I'm never going to put myself in a position to have you do that to me again. Now, watch this. If God has not come through for you when you was in a situation, then draw back. But if he's been there, I don't care how many enemies are coming against you. My God is stronger. My God is mightier. Bible says he's a man of war. He used to fight. And he always wins. I said he always wins. Which means I can jump into anything with the enemy. He got me. Now watch this. So again, if not having faith makes it impossible to please God, nothing else I do in my Christian walk can please him. Everything I do in my Christian walk must be done by faith. which is why God is pleased when I do it. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 12, because I want to get you into this thing that we're talking about, finding your leader. Because whoever your leader is, I don't have that one. Okay, because there's a few that I did this morning that's not on the notes, y'all. So, you know, God talks to me, you know, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. He was talking to me when I was out there before I came in here. So there's scriptures that he gives me and stuff he tell me while, you know, and it ain't on the thing. So, you know, y'all just hang with me, okay? In Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, this is what the Bible says. It says, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man." Somebody say every man. Every man the measure of faith, which means that God is saying, listen, there's a piece of your life. Listen to this. There is a piece or a measure of life that you have been anointed and graced to live by yourself between you and God. There is a measure of faith God has given you to live your life between you and God and nobody else between. Now, go over really quick to Hebrews 4. That's not on the screen as well. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help when the time of in our time of need," which means that my relationship with God is direct through the blood of Jesus. I don't need anybody else. There's a measure of faith he's given me to live my life by myself between me and God through the blood of Jesus. Say amen if you're following me. All right? Now, there's another measure of life that, or measure of faith for life that you've been given and anointed and graced to live because of the leadership you're under. There's one measure of faith you've been given to live just between you and God. Ain't nobody else got nothing to do with it. There's another measure that says you can't get to where you're going unless you're under the right leadership. The children of Israel, they had a relationship with God. There was times that they worshiped God on their own. There were things that they did on their own. There were things that they gave and, you know, did different offerings for because of their sin on their own. But then there was another time that they had to do things that they couldn't do without Moses. And Moses was the ordained leader that led them into their promised land. So as far as your relationship with God, you can live a certain kind of life with God and be good. But in order for you to get to your promised land that God gave you, a leader got to take you there. A God-ordained leader. I'm not talking about somebody you dislike them. I said somebody that you may not even like, but you know it's your leader. God would send me somebody that I may not like. Absolutely. Because God never tells you to like anybody. He said to love everybody, but you may not like them. Well, he's just not my cup of tea. They don't got to be your cup of tea. The Bible says that God doesn't place us where we're pleased. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 12, it says that God has placed you as it has pleased him. God's not asking you what church you want to go to. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? God ain't asking you what church you want to go to. God didn't ask you if you liked your leader. God didn't like if you like how your leader preached. The thing is, even if your leader don't know how to preach, if your leader get up here and say favor, that means favor about to pop off in your life. Because it's your leader. And your leader has a voice that heaven hears. And your leader has a voice that if Satan is messing with you, and your leader says, devil, your time in their life is up. All of a sudden, that devil got to come up off of your life, come up off of your family, come up off of your body, or whatever the case is, because your leader spoke. So now we then have to understand that there's some things that we have to get in our mind and get in our spirit about leadership and our leader. Because if God puts something in your leader to get you to your promised land, depending on how you treat and how you see your leader determines if you get there. So when I say finding your leader, I'm not, because, you know, there's a whole lot of folks that say, you know, I just love how my leader, you know, preaches, and I love this, but you ain't getting no word, you ain't getting no life, you ain't getting no favor, ain't nothing happening in your life is boring, your life is meaningless, ain't nothing happening, the devil is kicking your tail every single time you turn around, you going to church, but you ain't under the right leader. Now, go to 2 Corinthians 4. I believe that's the next one on the list. Is that it? Yep, 2 Corinthians 4. Now, watch this. This is how you know you got the right leader. 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we having the what? The same spirit of faith. So it's about to tell us what the spirit of faith is. The spirit of faith is, according as written, I what? I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So now watch this. It means that, number one, I don't speak something over and over again in order to believe it. I don't say I'm healed. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I'm healed. And you don't believe it. You're just trying to psych yourself up and hype yourself up to believe it. That's not what the Bible says. The spirit of faith is that we believe and then we speak. Not we speak in order to believe. We believe it, then we speak it. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, I got to speak what I believe instead of trying to get myself to believe what I speak. Bible says in Mark 11:23, it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, what? Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Why? Because it was in my heart first. Well, I've been speaking and I've been declaring. Okay, you've been speaking and declaring, but ain't nothing in your heart yet. You don't believe it yet. Until you believe it, it'll never happen. When's the last time you spoke something you believe? When you said, oh my God, this pain is killing me. That's you believe that. In order to say, okay, I got this pain, but I believe by his stripes I'm healed, that's difficult to do because I don't feel healed. But faith is a substance of something I am hoping for. Not something I already got. It's something that I'm hoping for. So as long as it's something I don't have, I can apply faith to it. And faith brings into my life spiritually what I don't have yet naturally. And it brings it spiritually because everything in God has its beginning in the spirit. If it's not spirit yet, it can never manifest. Did you hear what I said? I said, if it's not spirit, it can't manifest. So it has to exist spiritually. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Which means in order for something to come to pass, it's got to be spoken first and believed. After it's believed and spoken, then it can come to pass. If you're just speaking a bunch of stuff, you're just speaking a bunch of stuff. Well, I've been declaring this for 10 years and it still ain't came to pass. Okay, you've been talking for 10 years. You ain't been believing nothing. Because if I believe it, the Bible says whatever I believe and I say, that comes to pass. Do you know how you got born again and saved? The Bible says if you shall confess with your mouth and believe. The next verse says, for with the mouth confession is made, with the heart man believes to righteousness. So there is a believing and speaking we all have to do. But depending on who my leader is, determine what I believe and determines what I speak. So now watch this. Let's look at this. I got a few places I want to take you really quick. Listen to this, y'all. You need someone who is speaking and declaring the word of God in your life that believes that's where you're going. I don't need nobody saying, well, Lord, if it's your will, do it for Tim. I don't need that. Because watch this. You need somebody speaking in your life that's speaking what you believe and speaking how you believe. In other words, if I'm all the way turned up, I don't need you to be, you know, lackadaisical with my stuff. If I'm believing God to do something in my life, and this is what I believe and what I'm speaking, I don't need my leader saying, maybe God will, maybe he won't. I don't need my leader saying, that's a little bit too big. You need to kind of come down on your asking God because, that's just not realistic for you to ask God for. No, as big as the bag you want to give God, he going to fill it. If you give him a little bag, he going to fill that. If you give him a big bag, he going to fill that. You just got to have people around you that stir the spirit of faith in you that no matter what I ask for, I got people around me that says, yes, it is going to happen. Yes, God going to do that. So you always got to check your circle. The Bible says when Jesus came in to raise a little girl from the dead, everybody was in there crying, and Jesus says, I can't do nothing here. Everybody get out. Everybody get out. He kicked everybody out in the room because he said, as long as doubt and unbelief is in a place or in a situation, nothing can happen. Nothing. Not because he didn't have the power. He had the power to do it. He's Jesus. But he had people around him that were still mourning a situation he was about to bring back to life. Folks be already mourning stuff. Well, that ain't going to happen, and we can't do that, and the bank said this, and this person said that, and the state said they can't, and the state said I ain't got this, and I can't do that. I don't care what they said. What did God say? And if God said it, Pastor Gloria, I believe it. And I need folks around me that believe not just what I believe, but believe how I believe. I just happen to believe God. Sometimes folks don't believe God until that's all you got left. Don't get to that place. Trust me, you don't want that. Because it's not a guarantee it's going to happen because now you're desperate in the wrong area. Just believe him because he's God. And if he ain't God, don't serve him. What'd he say? I said if he ain't God, then don't serve him. If he lie about stuff he going to do in your life, stop serving him. Elijah, when he stood up against Jezebel and her false prophets, he says, if my God is God, let him do this. If your God is God, let him show up for you. See, we're going to have to start getting to the place where you say, all right, God, if you're God, show these unbelievers who you are in my life. I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. I'm declaring your word. I believe every word of it. I believe in your ability to get it done. But they're saying and they're mocking and they're making fun of your word in my life and your work in my life because of what I presently got right now. But I don't care what you presently got right now. Whatever you want, whatever you need is in your words and it's in your faith. But I got to have people around me that believe God, don't just believe what I believe, but they believe what? How I believe. And I'm crazy with my belief. I believe God can do anything. I may be down for a minute. Keep watching. Go ahead, tell somebody, keep watching. Paul said it like this. He said that I'm cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Perplexed. But not forsaken. See, the people that are around you determines a lot about where you go and what you do. And the leader that you're following, because, you know, we like to say in church, you know, only follow people that's already got it and already been there. That's not how God do stuff, y'all. Because sometimes folks that got it didn't get it the right way. Sometimes folks that got it, God didn't give it to them. And you end up following somebody that got something, but then you end up in the same boat they are because the way that they got things, if they hustling, you hustling too. And God don't bless hustling. See, there's a way that God does things. There's a kingdom way to do things. And then there's a world system way of doing things. We can't be in the kingdom trying to still do things the world's way. We can't get something by way of hustling and then stand up and say, God bless me with this. Because now we're giving God glory for something he has nothing to do with. So watch this. He's letting us know, Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12. Look at this. He says, don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. Put somebody and say, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. He said, don't be slothful, but be followers of them who through faith inherit the promise. Through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Now keep that up for just a second, fellas. You can put the regular screen back on the sides, but keep that scripture up for me. He says, don't be slothful. Don't be lazy, but be followers of somebody else that you can see something's happening in their life. To my finding your leader. Now, notice what it does not say. It does not say to follow them who get everything right. It says that you'll know your leader because they still got to exercise some patience in some areas. Because watch this. How do you know how to act in certain situations if your leader ain't going through nothing? I said, how do you see? Your fight is only as strong as the person who's training you. In other words, if every time I see you, you always on top. If every time I see you, everything is always good. If every time I see you, you ain't never going through nothing. You ain't never been through nothing. You ain't never going to go through nothing. I can't rock with you because I go through a whole lot. And I need to know what to do when I'm going through a whole lot. And if you always got it together, I don't know what to do because you always floating on Kingdom 9. Jesus was able to be who he was because the Bible says even though he was without sin, he could be touched with the feelings of everybody else's infirmities. Because he went through it, he just got the victory over it. And I need a leader that know go through some stuff. We've been trained to think that our leaders shouldn't go through nothing, that our leaders are perfect, and we put them on a pedestal. And then whenever they do something wrong, I can't be up under them no more. I just can't do this no more. You know. They sinning and they doing this and they doing that, you know. And you sinning too, but you got a nerve. You a hypocrite is what you are. You a false one is what you are. I'm not saying my leader got to be in sin. I'm saying I need to know my leader got some issues. But they know how to apply the word of God to their life and keep coming out of that thing. Because everybody got issues. I said everybody got issues. I don't care what they portray to you. Everybody got issues. Everybody goes through something. Everybody got attacks in their life. Everybody still may have something that they don't want nobody to know about that they still do, that they still have issues with, that they may still be addicted to. Now, the blood covers it all. But again, to know that there is somebody in my life that I'm following that has some issues sometimes lets me know that I can go through it too and get the victory. I'm not talking about people that brag on sin. I ain't talking about that foolishness. And brag about, you know, doing this and doing that, and I'm just going to do this, I'm just going to be this because I'm just real. No, you a fool is what you are. I ain't talking about that. Because we got a whole lot of preachers trying to be real, but in their being real, they're turning people off of God. So I ain't talking about that. I'm saying people just having real life issues. The Bible says confess your faults one to another, not your sin. You confess your sin to God. Say amen. Amen. He says you confess your faults one to another. Just areas that, you know, I'm still believing God in. I'm believing I'm still believing God to love people right, Pastor, because, you know, folks get on my nerves. You understand? Folks get on my nerves. They're always trying me. And I do everything I can to not, you know, put these anointed hands on them. I do everything I can not to give them the best cussing out of their life. But they test me and they try me. Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me? I just need to know that my leader got some of them issues too. I need to know that my leader sometimes don't feel like coming to church on Sunday morning. You think we just want to run here every Sunday? So just like you don't feel like coming sometimes, we don't feel like coming sometimes. And our thing is, okay, if y'all ain't coming, we ain't coming either. Y'all want to stay home? I'm staying home too. Come on, yeah. So then I need to know that the leader that I'm under got some things going on in their life. And the best way somebody can preach to you is if they've gone through it themselves. That I went through it, I applied the word I'm giving you, and now I got the victory. I don't got the victory in every area, but I got the victory over that. So in finding your leader, you know, listen to this. In order to find your leader, you have to be up close to follow. You can't follow from afar. You can't keep saying, well, I'll just watch online, because I know they're going to put it online. I got you, Reb. You know, just keep putting that thing on there. I got you. No, you got to be up close to follow. Jesus had 12 men with him for 3.5 years because he said, in order to get what I got, you got to be close. Elisha was with Elijah everywhere he went. Elijah kept saying, okay, God told me to go to the next city. He said, you stay here. Elijah said, I bet I don't. As the Lord God lives, wherever you go, I'm going. If you there, I'm there. Why? Because there's something I need to get out of this man. If Pastor Allen, Pastor Noel, outside of a Sunday, is going to go preach somewhere else, if you want what's on them, be there. So then, watch this, y'all. You got to recognize that there's something God's trying to do in your life, but you can't get it trying to do everything by yourself. He says, don't be lazy, but follow them. Well, they be doing a whole lot. Don't be lazy. Follow them. If they're here, you need to be here. Because there's something God's trying to do in your life. This ain't about having church. Forget about the church thing. This ain't about church. This is about your life. One day Jesus, he was talking at a whole bunch of folks in his service. And Jesus started talking by revelation instead of just knowledge. Revelation means that this was revealed to him by God, by the Spirit of God. And he started talking by revelation. And when he started talking about revelation, he started saying things like this. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no parts of me. And because the people that were there were not close, they said, oh, this dude tripping. We gone. We leaving this church. And the Bible says many from that day stopped following him. Because he started talking by revelation instead of just regular head knowledge. And then he looks at his 12 disciples. He said, are y'all leaving me too? And they said, where are we going? We ain't got nowhere to go. They said, you got the words of salvation for us. We ain't going nowhere. We still following you. So sometimes whenever your pastor don't do something that you don't like or do something that you do like or whatever the case is, don't you dare let nobody or let yourself get you out of position. Yeah, I didn't like what they did, but where am I going? Where else am I going to be? Or I can just go find another church. No, you can't. You can go find another place to have church, but you won't be able to find another leader. Because God has anointed a voice for your life. That when that voice speaks, anybody else could be saying it, it ain't going to happen in your life. When your voice speaks it, stuff starts happening. Everybody say stuff starts happening. Now watch this, and then we done. Watch this, y'all. I want you to understand that you will no longer just have the look of faith, but really be in unbelief. I say you will no longer just have the look of faith, but the reality of unbelief. You will no longer have the look of healing, but really sick in your body. You will no longer have the look of prosperity and wealth, but in reality you be in poverty and lack. You will no longer have the look of holiness, but in reality be really unrighteous. You will no longer have the look of innocence, but in reality, you're guilty. You will no longer have the look of a friend, but in reality, you're an enemy. There are some things, now y'all got to hear me, whoever your voice is, if this is your church, if this is your pastor, and your if these rather are your pastors, then you got to recognize this. There is something God has invested in this man and this woman. That I don't care who you hear on television, who you hear on social media, who you hear on YouTube, who you hear on any kind of thing. Things will not take place in your life until the voice God has anointed for your life says it. And there are some things that other people may speak and they say it's time for it in your life, but your leader may say, well, it's not time for it yet. Let's keep working on this. Let's keep doing this. Let's be consistent over here. Let's keep watching. Let's keep watching God work over there. You say, but if other people are saying it, why can't I receive it? Because your voice hasn't spoken it yet. You say, well, how in the world is that? Let me tell you a story and then I'm finished. Listen to this. The Bible says that one day a man by the name of Naaman, who was a king, he had leprosy. He was a king, but he had leprosy. And the Bible says he came to see the man of God, Elijah. And the Bible says he came, and Elijah didn't even come outside to talk to him. He sent his servant outside. And the king was like, don't you know who I am? How come you didn't come outside and talk to me? And Elijah was like, well, don't you want to be healed? If you want to be healed, just do what I'm saying. I ain't got to come talk to you. And the Bible says he told him to go dip in the Jordan River. The king said, listen, the Jordan is nasty, it's dirty. There's plenty of other rivers around here that's clean. I'm a king. Can you not have me go dip in a clean area over here? You got me dipping in the nastiest thing. And, you know, I got all my king stuff on. I got my gold on. You know, I got my crown. I got my crew with me, you understand? I don't want them seeing me all dirty and nasty. And then I got to go all the way back home in all this filth and all this dirt. He said, do you want to be healed or do you not want to be healed? If you want to be healed, go dip in the Jordan. End of conversation. He go dip in the Jordan because he wanted to be healed. Then he came back and he said something, y'all. He was like, all right, I'm so thankful. I thank God for you, man of God. I got some gold. I got some silver. I got all kind of, you know, priestly garments. Take whatever you want. And the man of God's servant named Gehazi was there too. And he told Gehazi, tell the king, we don't want it right now. It's not our time for this right now. Are y'all listening to this? And Gehazi was like, what you mean ain't time for it right now? I've been praying for this. And now we got gold and silver and royal clothes that we can get right now. What you mean it ain't time? The man of God said, Gehazi, it's not our time for this right now. Just tell him we good. So Gehazi reluctantly goes and tell the man, the man of God said, king, that we good. So then what happens? The king leaves. And Gehazi gets to himself like, my pastor's tripping. I know what God told me. And I know God, I've been asking God for some gold and some silver. Ain't no gold or silver around here. Well, the man of God got some, but I ain't got none. And he hating on me because all of a sudden now I got some opportunity to get some gold and silver. And now he trying to, you know, play me for my stuff. He ain't hearing God. He jealous. He envious of me. And the Bible says Gehazi went up and went after the king. And then he asked, he was like, king, my man of God said that we can have all of this stuff. And the king was like, oh, great, take us what, take it all. And the Bible says Gehazi went and hid it in his tent. And the next time he saw the man of God said, don't you know my heart went with you? Don't you know I'm really your leader? Don't you know that I know things that I'm not even trying to know about you? Don't you know I can pick up on things that I'm not even looking for in your life? And he said, may the leprosy that was on Gehazi, that was on Naaman cleave to you for disobeying something that I said it wasn't time for yet. I didn't say we wasn't going to never get it. I said it's not time for it right now. He said, may the leprosy that was on him cleave to your life. And then he lost his position with the man of God. We should have had a book of Gehazi in the Bible. But he lost his position because he didn't know how to follow his leader or identify his leader. He tried to put himself on the same level as the leader. When it comes to leadership, there is levels. Don't make nobody better than anybody else, more spiritual than anybody else. It's about choosing. God chooses individuals. Once you've identified your leader, you put all of your pride and everything else to the side. And you follow that man and or woman of God, and you follow him with all of your might. And as long as they're following Christ, you follow them. Because the one time you don't come, the one time you don't make it, maybe something that comes out of their mouth that was meant for your life, that's been about what you've been praying for. Stand to your feet.